You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Hi, we're pre-recording this segment for Memorial Day, and we're going to have some fun by telling you stories about us being intuitives for over 20 years together, and of course, being married to each other. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for an internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, what story are we going to tell first?
Well, we're going to have you tell the story about the little boy when you were a little girl.
Okay.
And I'm just going to give you the lead in, which is this was when she was very young and she was...
I was like five or six,
yes.
Right around there.
And so you knew you had this ability. You had no concept of it, no context for it.
No.
And so this is what happened.
Well, and so... I came from a very large family. There was people in and out of our house all the time. And my brother had a friend over, and his mother and his sister came to pick him up. And when they stepped through the front door, kind of there was a lot of people in the living room, so forth. And I saw this little boy poking the sister of my brother's friend. And you could just tell, I could tell, it was just irritating her. She was like moving her shoulders and trying to back away. And although I knew even at the time, she couldn't see it. And how I knew that, honestly, I don't know. But I turned around to my mother and I said, "Mom, make that little boy stop bugging her." And my mother kind of, we called it giving, she gave me the eye, as mothers do. But the little boy didn't stop. And so I said, "Mom, make that little boy stop. He's bugging her." And by the way, I said this out loud, everybody could hear it. And my mother bent down and she basically got in my face and she said, "Shut up. No one can see what you see." And she said, "We'll deal with this one later."
Your mother could see also.
Well, and it was a given to me because I saw these kind of things all the time, but I had never seen a little boy that was in another dimension or from another dimension that was so mean. I had never seen that. And it was like I was questioning it. So, of course, the afternoon goes on. They stayed way too long. And finally, the evening ends. And my mother, one of the things she did was she walked us to bed every night. And my sister and I slept in the same room. And so I said to her, "Mom, I don't understand about that little boy." And she said to me quietly, as if my sister couldn't hear it, she said, "No one can see what you and I see, Patty. So understand, you're different, and we are never going to talk about this again." Well, I knew my mother's voice tone, and I knew that look in her eye, and I said, "Okay." So we never did talk about that particular instance again, but I do want to say, through the years, I discovered that my mother had some of the same abilities that I did.
Well, so there's a couple takeaways here.
Okay.
First of all, it was shaming, like you were caught playing doctors with the boy next door or something. You know, it was, you know,
that's another show.
You know, but this is, we've experienced this a lot as intuitives.
Yes.
There's this this is prejudice against anything energetic like this.
Exactly.
Now I see that younger people are accepting it much more.
Right.
Well, older people might look at us like, oh, you're crazy. Younger people say, oh yeah, oh, that's cool.
That's
oh,
cool. Yeah, or, yeah. Oh, how do you do that?
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
But it created a lifetime of shame
for me
around your abilities
to be able to see. And I have to admit, my abilities are rather extraordinary because I don't just see, and I don't just meaning have the ability to see and feel energy. I actually can see in depth in other dimensions.
You can smell.
And I can smell, and I can even hear. Taste, and I hear, and which is very, very unusual for an intuitive, meaning most people don't have that many abilities, I'll say it that way.
Well, and I don't. Mine is more broad-based,
right.
And but there's more, you go out there and receive everything, and I go out there and I'm very, very critical about what makes sense and what doesn't.
Exactly.
And we both have the ability to see. She's much more specific.
Micro than detailed. Yes, exactly.
I'm much more broad, you know, seeing the big picture.
Right.
And so it's not good or bad. It's just different.
It's just the way it is. And I have to say this because of the ecosystem approach. That was a plug, everyone. Because of the ecosystem approach, my abilities have been honed even sharper, as I would say, or I have greater clarity.
We don't think of intuition as something that you developed. Now, we have seen some intuitive courses, but all they do is just have you practice, and that doesn't develop your intuition.
No.
What we do literally makes it better and better and better.
Well, because when you remove the negative energies, this is the thing that we found. And I'll be honest with you, we had no idea that we were even going to do this, but because these abilities started to develop and become more sharpened or honed. It's so amazing the clarity that we both have received because of it.
So some more stories.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that we did this for like 2 years in a row. We went to a New Age Expo in San Francisco.
Right.
And we got a booth and we called ourselves something different then, but we still, do we use the word intuitive? I don't remember.
No,
it doesn't matter.
We didn't.
You know,
we were in the psychic row.
Okay. We were in the psychic row.
Right.
And
division.
We walked in one day and there was this woman going, oh, she was doing the gypsy thing and had the
symbols. Yes.
And she was dressed up like a gypsy and that sort of thing. And, you know, drama.
And by the way, nothing wrong with that. And she had effect, what we admit.
Yeah.
But
it was more drama than it was actuality. We didn't have what we call evolved consciousness.
Right.
And then at the same place, we were able to see this.
There was a huge group. In the center, they had bought the biggest booth or the biggest space.
No, you're getting confused. You know, you're talking about the one, there was a school and they bought a big space.
That's right.
And then there was a guy who bought a booth and he named it Best in Show.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, okay. He wasn't in the same area that we were. He was down on the floor because he paid more money, but he labeled it the Best in Show. And at the time, we were just charging a few bucks. I don't remember how much it was.
It wasn't a lot.
You know, to give someone a sort of an orientation,
right.
Take a look at him and give him an orientation. You know, he said, I'm the best in show. And he charged us this just ungodly amount.
And this was like almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he charged like $500.
Yes.
Well, and I have to say, I remember that. And, you know, we were kind of like, okay. And then somebody came around that had actually paid the $500. And they said, I can't believe that I spent that money. I would have much rather not only spent that money with you, but also spend time with you. And we were like, okay.
You know? And we didn't have any gypsy costumes.
No, we didn't.
I think I had a polo. My doctor calls me white bread, but you know, I had a polo shirt.
Yeah.
But it was just about the intuition for us.
It was, you know? It always has been actually.
You know, and he could feel that we had something different. Yeah. But this idea, and this is where we start to develop this idea about who we were and where we're going to be in the world,
right,
is that people are really gullible. Yeah. Just because he labeled it best in show
didn't
mean
him...
he was the best in show.
Exactly. Okay, Jason has another story, and it's kind of the one that I started about this group that was a school. They had the largest area in this entire thing, and we had taken a break from our booth, and we were walking around, and this woman, she not only pointed, but she threw energy at Jason that I heard him go, and she said, "You," and this, it was as if the devil had just roared up in her, and she said, you are just the worst. And I mean, she started
you make it more look like the digger voice. That's how it felt. She had a she had a demeanor that was semi-professional, and it for me, the big takeaway, I got really mad. It was the first time, it was jealousy and competition all over the place, because that's what it was.
That's exactly what it was. Because she could see who Jason was and his abilities. And I mean, you got to give her that. Okay. But her approach, and I finally had to stand between her and Jason. And I said to her, and I put my hand up, just like this. And I said, "You need to knock it off, because he will take you out." And she just, and you could tell she was just enraged. And I said, "I mean it." And of course, me and my small, mousy voice ended up having.
She's being sarcastic, everybody. She is no small mousy voice. And if drama sells, we should have used you more often.
Oh my gosh, we never even thought about that. It's a saleable item. But the bottom line is that. Yes, there are other people out there. They can see who we are. They can see.
There are people that can see.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily make them acting in your best interest or doing things that are beneficial in the world.
Exactly. And by the way, that's one of our biggest things. We want to work in people's best interest and do the best that we can for the world.
For you, if you're listening right now.
Exactly. And the world around us, because we see the condition of the people, which is, I have to say, start using the ecosystem approach, and you won't be in this group that I'm talking about, but we can see the people are really struggling, and we see that the earth is really struggling.
All the people that were in that group, they were doing readings on people it was really cheap, but you could see they had this glassed over zombie look.
Yeah.
Like they were Walking Dead they were just going through, and I think they felt they were just being, whatever.
Exactly. So we're running out of time in this segment. What are the key points, Jason?
Our experience has made us skeptical of our peers and their claims about abilities.
Right.
Psychics, clairvoyants, mediums, intuitives are very competitive, creates a lot of misinformation.
Correct.
And the ethics of working with energy is filled with misconception and misinformation.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach was created so you can see for yourself and not have to rely on others for that information.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to talk about being married to each other as intuitives. And how do you function as a couple with both of you that have significant intuition, you'll be shocked. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension. Our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about being married to each other as intuitives. How do we function as a couple when both have significant intuition? You might be a little surprised by this. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, many people have asked me about being an intuitive and married. Does that cause a problem? That's usually their question.
You know, and the reason, we were just talking about this yesterday, I think this is really fascinating, is that it's based on the presumption that if you want, you know, bought those pair of shoes and you know I'd get mad about it, you'd have to keep a secret from me.
Oh,
you know, or that couples have these secrets and they have these it's their way of dealing with the conflict.
Exactly.
Because they manipulate and keep secrets
and hide
or get angry or whatever. And for us, we clear all that.
Well, and one of the most interesting things to me about our relationship is that in creating the ecosystem approach, we realize that the secrets that we're talking about, most people are going, I'm not telling my husband or my boyfriend or my girlfriend all of these secrets, that kind of thing. That's not exactly what we're talking about. But I can go to Jason with anything, about anything. And because we have worked diligently on jealousy and competition, we have been able to present to each other whatever the issue is.
Well, it creates a form of goodwill. So yeah, if I say something to you, it's not like you're going to look at it in the worst possible way. You're going to see it in the best possible way in context for me.
Exactly. And because I've walked around, when there's an issue between us, I call this a walkabout. In other words, if there's a problem, well, let's use one. It's really important because this is one of the biggest things that couples have: money. Money is a huge issue. And so if for some reason I want a new pair of shoes that cost $500, man.
She just slipped that in. I don't know. You know, my intuition is telling me.
But what I would do if I wanted those $500 shoes, I would, before I said to him, oh, these shoes are great and all that, all the, you know, the convincing part, I would walk about and then I would clear all the negative energies around starting with my negative energies about these shoes. And by the way, I do have a real affinity for shoes. I just want to say that, but that's not the issue here. And then I would do the same thing about how am I going to present this to him? And in other words, are the shoes really important? Will they look good with only one outfit? And I'm just giving examples.
Well, in other words, you're going to do your due diligence, first of all,
to say, I will.
Does it even make sense?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And that's part of using the ecosystem approach.
And that's because that's that practicality part that we talk about.
That's part of your astrology.
Yes.
But it's also part of the clearing. Yeah. A lot of people do things compulsively. They might love shoes.
And just buy them.
But compulsive about buying. They can't help themselves.
Yes, compulsiveness. Yes.
And compulsiveness is a form of negative energy. So totally. If you have compulsiveness about money, about drinking, about activities,
exactly.
about gambling,
exactly.
There's all sorts of other things.
Exactly.
And those are the things that get in the way of a marriage. We've been clearing all that. We spend most of our time clearing it away. Anyways, so the fact that we have to keep secrets from each other or manipulate each other is, you know, it wouldn't work anyways.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work anyways, but it's unnecessary.
Right. Well, and that's part of for us, we are, and I'm going to say lucky that we both are intuitive at such a high level that we both can see the things.
Each other's story.
We both learn that story.
We both understand each other's story as well, or maybe sometimes better than the other person.
Oh. Boy, that is the truth.
And we help each other.
Yes.
It's truly a partnership. We help each other to work with that story to identify some of the negative stuff and then start removing it.
And the other thing is that because of that, we are better people for it. And I'm talking about people in general. And we have understandings we've created. You know how when you're with someone for a long time and they make that move, you know what that move means. Well, that's great. But what about all the other stuff?
The motivations for it
that they're
and that's
not.
What the ecosystem approach covers
really
up.
Really works, yes.
But so everybody wants a story. So, you know, I'm just going to skip around here a little bit.
Sure.
You know, one of the things that we did that I think is really kind of neat is when the coronavirus first happened, we went and looked intuitively at the virus itself.
Yes.
And we saw that the virus itself had a personality. Now, you won't get this under a microscope.
No.
You know?
And you can't prove it in a blood test.
And the way you get it, the way you understand personality anyways, right. is intuitively.
Right.
You know, that's why on Star Trek,
yes.
the counselor was a psychic or a
Right.
You know, yes. And to us, it makes perfect sense.
Right.
You understand personality via intuition.
Correct.
And so we got the personality chronicles. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. And one of the things that he and I will do, which is kind of interesting because most couples don't do this. I started looking at it. We usually start by Jason asking me questions. So I have a path in which I'm going to go towards.
She's the communicator. So
I really
I'm the one that's sitting back and saying, okay, does this make sense? Does this make sense?
Right.
She just goes out there and gets the information
and downloads it. And it's really, really cool. And one of the things that I connected the coronavirus to, which I thought this was very interesting, was the bubonic plague. And that to me was fascinating because
it also had a personality.
Oh, and it had a personality, and it was not quite as mean and nasty as this one.
As you open up your intuition,
right.
you have access to all sorts of information that is completely invisible in the world today.
Exactly.
Well, let's go for some more stories,
all right,
okay?
Go ahead.
My mom has dementia. She also can't hear very well. She's 91 years old.
Well,
and so the two combined are really, really difficult. But what we've done mm-hmm. is you can't really talk to her straight on because she can't hear you. And then she can't remember. You know, so it's kind of a double
whammy.
But her essence, we go in the back door. Her essence is still functioning, and that's where we go and talk to her.
Right.
And you know, a lot of people have said to us, "Oh, is she going to get? You know, has she got angry yet? Has she thrown fits yet?" And for the most part, she doesn't do that. And if she would, we would just clear it.
Well, and I want to say this. And by the way, I love Jason's mom. She's one of the sweetest people you ever want to meet. And I'm not the only one to think so, but you know, one time during this dementia, this was about a year ago, she raged. And by the way, I've never seen her rage. And she was raging, and I could see she didn't understand. And it started very, very slowly, and then it built steam, so to speak. And when he walked into the room, because he could hear she was screaming. She went after him. And by the way, she thinks he walks on water. She loves him. He can do no wrong. Doesn't always make it easy for me, but that's not the real issue. But the thing that amazed me the most was she went after him. I actually had to grab a hold of her. And it's the only time she'd done any sort of violence. And we basically, after she went back to sleep and she calmed down, and we went out. And the thing that I was so grateful for the ecosystem approach, because we sat down and we started clearing her, and she's never done it since.
That's the point.
That is
the point. The point is that we went and saw the negative energy that was literally possessing her.
Yes.
And then we cleared it, and we were doing that in the moment. Yes. But
that's what calmed her down.
That's what calmed her down. And ever since, we've been doing that. We've been doing it preemptively.
Yeah.
And that really helps also.
And the other thing is that before then, she had been, I would say, rather depressed. And when all of that happened, we saw how much depression that we could see that she actually had.
Here's another really good story. I know we're almost out of time, but
for this segment,
you know, you had a heart valve surgery.
I did.
And they allowed, there was your daughter and me and your sister that went into the room afterwards, and she was under anesthesia. You were out of it.
I was laying stoic. And by the way, anybody that knows me, I'm down, not stoic.
She had a tube down her throat, the whole thing.
The whole nine yards, yes.
But this is where my intuition, I could see that there were some comments made that, you know, your sister, you have this relationship with your sister.
Yeah.
And but I saw a reaction from you, and it was just subtle. It was just your eyes opened up a little bit. It was, you know, they didn't see it. And anybody else wouldn't have really seen the reaction. But as I was driving home, the doctor called me and said, I'm going back in, because
I had to have two surgeries in one day.
There was blood coming out of her chest tube.
Yes.
That was supposed to help drain. And that indicated there might be a bleed.
Yes.
Well, I knew that bleed was a metaphor for anger. And I saw the anger in the moment, right, and I started clearing. And it was wonderful. But part of it was not just that I was intuitive, you know, but that I knew her story so well.
Right.
And I saw the dynamic, and I saw what was happening, and was able to take action. It's a fascinating way of using intuition.
Exactly. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Good energy happens even when we work together. And when we do, the dogs always come and sit in our laps. You know, when we do that, they love that. We both like having a practical, usable results when we come together to do energy work.
Yeah.
And working with energy as a couple can be bonding, creates a closeness that most couples don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to use your inner resources as a couple that is unheard of today.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about the stories that are behind our conservative approach to energy and consciousness, and why it could be the best way for you going forward. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the stories that are behind our conservative approach to energy and consciousness and why it could be the best way for you going forward. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. All right, Jason, I want to know what you mean by conservative approach with energy and consciousness.
You know, it's sort of an oxymoron because, you know, everybody outside of us thinks we're hippies. You know, we're
far out, man.
We're, you know, they don't know. They say that we're, you know, weird, crazy, hippie, all those things. And the truth is that we see that energy exists, first of all.
Yes.
Subtle energies exist and you access them via your intuition.
Yes.
And that everything we do is to say, okay, how can we take this information and make it useful for you, the audience that's listening or watching right now.
Well, and you know what I want to put in right here, the conservative part where I see my part coming from is there is nothing that we don't help other people with that Jason and I haven't worked with before. We use this on ourselves. We use this practice every single day.
We do it on ourselves first, and then we take it out into the world.
Absolutely.
And that's the way we met. That's how we started. That's the whole.
You're going to talk about how we met, huh?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
You're not going to talk about that. Okay.
Well, you know, and the truth is that being practical.
Oh,
you know,
so important.
This is a great example. The woman who was doing the gypsy thing in the New Age Expo.
Yes.
That was for entertainment. That was for drama.
Well,
and
sure.
There's nothing wrong with that. But our focus primarily is, okay, how can we be helpful to you? And if you're listening right now, that's everything that we do is how can we help make your life better?
Yes.
You know, it's not about our ability to be intuitive. It's about how we can use that to help you have a better life, whether it's money, relationships, health,
exactly,
self-actualization, well-being.
Exactly. And by the way, the ecosystem approach, that's exactly what it does.
It's
all of those things.
It affects all areas of your life. Yes. And all areas of your life are connected to energy.
Success,
failure,
yes,
whether absolutely. You have money, whether you don't, whether you have weight loss or weight gain,
yes,
you know, your relationships, mm-hmm, there's always energy. That's the big invisible part, right, of relationships.
Exactly.
So let's do some stories. Okay. This is a great one. Okay.
Okay.
I had this guy was referred to us, and he was quite a character. He had this really strange, difficult relationship with his mother.
Okay.
And, you know, the way he viewed us was that he was the machine and we were the programmers.
Right.
And so he wanted us to program him so his machine wouldn't make any mistakes.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah. And okay, he came to us one time and he made this major screw up, you know, I think it was with his mother. And he said, "Why'd you let me do that?" And I said, "Well, first of all, I'm not the one, you know, it's a whole different, it's, you know, I bring up this story because it really highlights the different approach that we have.
Right.
We want to help you uncover and restore your essence. And so that your essence can guide you, not us."
Exactly. Exactly. And the irony about most people, when they think of intuitives or clairvoyants or psychics, that sort of thing, most people want them, the intuitive clairvoyance psychic, they want them to
fix it.
And they want them to be the one in power so they can blame us.
Yes.
And we have seen this multiple times.
When someone puts us on a pedestal, which has happened a lot over the 20 years,
sure,
you know, it's a setup because, mm-hmm, they're going to, something's not going to work out and they're going to blame us.
Exactly.
And
exactly,
as opposed to saying, okay, well, you know, I'm going to deal with this, even in our relationship.
Yes.
You know, we first take
I don't know what he's going to say here.
Yeah. Take responsibility for each other. We don't take, so in other words, I'm always tripping up. And you're the first one to offer me a hand to help me back up. And I'm speaking metaphorically.
Okay.
You know, if there's energy that trips me up or whatever, but for the most part, I see it as my responsibility. So if I trip, it's my job to get up.
Right.
She's always there to help me.
And I can say vice versa.
Yeah.
By all means. It's not, you know, just because we can see doesn't mean that we get to either blame or demand that the other one take the responsibility for it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we've seen when people come to us, they want us to be responsible for their unhappiness, their poor health, their money problems, so forth.
And we see it's not them personally.
No, it's their training. It's those rules.
It's their energy.
Yes.
The energy attached to them that's causing the problem. And
yes,
we help them get rid of that energy.
Yes, yes,
but
yes,
that energy, we didn't put it there. And it's not our total responsibility to help them remove it. Now, a lot of
right,
times we do help them remove it.
Well, of course, but we will talk to them about exactly
how they can do it for themselves.
How they can do it for themselves.
And that's where the real power is.
It truly is. You know, it's kind of remarkable how that all happens.
You know, in the same vein, we had that, it was a PhD clinical psychologist.
Yes.
Who came to us. And she was very open-minded because she came to us. Okay.
Right.
But later on, I kind of figured out that no one else wanted to talk to her. The reason she came to us is that she would have these sessions with me where she would, you know, she would dump her negative energy, which she
right,
had a lot of, on me. Mm-hmm. And this is when we had a two-story house before, and Patricia would be upstairs and she'd come down and says, "Who are you talking to? Oh my God."
Right. Because I could feel it all the way upstairs, this negative energy. It was like it was leaking up the stairs. I don't know how else to describe it. But the irony was that this person had all these credentials behind her name. And I'll be honest with you, she truly didn't know how to use them.
You know, I would be scared to go to her for any sort of problem because I wouldn't trust her motives. That negative energy was the one that was in charge, not her.
Exactly.
And it was pretty bad.
And she was truly an abused person.
We literally had to fire her because it just wasn't going anyplace. And, you know, in all the helping professions, in fact, if you're a psychologist, a therapist, and you're listening to this right now, it's the negative energy
that
is the problem. And what we've seen is that a lot of therapists break down over time because as they talk to their clients
and they're dumping stuff on them
with very good intention, that buildup of negative energy builds up, and that's when the burnout happens.
Exactly. And, you know, I remember people coming to me in the beginning saying, you know, you need to get yourself a therapist. You might be able to do all this, but you need to get yourself a therapist because you're going to have burnout. And I have to say, after 20 years, I do not have any burnout. This is so cool because now, I have my own issues. I still have certain issues.
And we still clear every
and
day.
And we still clear every day. And the irony is that the ecosystem approach works. I just find it to be phenomenal as to how it works.
The burnout has to do with how people exchange energy in the world. And because energy is invisible for the most part.
Right.
That's part of our mission is to help people understand how relationships you exchange energy.
Exactly.
And frankly, that's why we do so well together is because we know how people exchange energy and we do it in a very proper way.
Exactly. And by the way, it's brought us closer together all along.
She's playing footsie with me right now, just so you guys know. Anyways.
He can't help himself, everyone. So, Mr. Roan, is it ready to...
let's do the key points.
All right. So, go ahead.
The ecosystem approach was created so energy work would always be practical for everyday life. Programming tells you how to live versus learning how to live by using your inner resources. So programming tells you how to live, basically.
Right.
Where we tell you how to learn by using your inner resources because that's what should be in control.
Yes.
Not someone else programming you from the outside.
Right.
And intuitive should never tell you how to live. We've developed the ecosystem approach so you could connect with your own inner resources. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach came from the desire to teach people how to care for themselves in a profound way.
Exactly. So Jason, let's teach everyone how to do the ecosystem approach. We call it the clearing.
Yes. And removing negative energy.
Removing negative energy. And then after that, I'm going to talk about life force energy.
So you don't have to sit, you can sit, stand, walk, lay down. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be in a Zen position. You don't have to be reverent. You don't have to have the head bowed, any of that.
Right.
This is energy. And all you have to do is when we say to eliminate, whether it's barriers, veils, and illusions,
specific energies.
Yes. Gather them up. Your body, and then blow them into the processor. And I know Olivia is going to put the processor up on the screen. That's mm-hmm. what it looks like.
Yes.
If you can memorize that in your mind's eye, that's the best place to put it.
Well, and there's another way to do that.
You can put it into a trash can that's actual, or if you're driving, you can have an imaginary trash can right outside your window.
Exactly. And the other thing is on our page, there's a picture.
Website.
On our website.
So if you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, mm-hmm. and sign up for our free section, there's a picture of the processor and has all the wording. So you do the clearing.
And you can download that for yourself.
Download it and print it out and actually cut it out, make a little thing out of it.
So. Exactly. So, and the next thing that we're going to do after that is we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy any of us has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head, go all the way down our body to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. Then we're going to turn it around because you can just say turn around. And we're going to have any negative energy that's been left over for whatever reason, because there's a lots of it. And you can have that very positive energy help you remove negative energy for yourself. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to get you started clearing for great relationships, better self-care by using your inner resources. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care, and nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number two, gocoaching.com.
Mindfulness, staying present to the moment without judgment. It sounds simple, but we know on a bad day it's tough to achieve. So here's a 2-minute drill you can use to enhance your capacity for mindfulness. Find an activity you do every day, like washing the dishes or brushing your teeth, and while you're doing it, focus on nothing else. Not your to-do list, not worries about the past, not rehearsing conversations, just the physical sensation of engaging in that activity. As we enhance our capacity for mindfulness in these ordinary activities, we're better able, when the going gets rough, to bring that capacity to bear, to be calm and authentic in those moments. If you'd like to learn more about how to enhance mindfulness in your life, contact me at McGuireLifeCoach.com and listen to Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio, Thursdays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to get you started clearing for great relationships, better self-care, all kinds of things, the things that you need and want in your life by using your inner resources. Jason, are you ready?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the benefit of understanding energy for my life. Gather up all those veils and illusions
and throw it in that processor.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Olivia has that up, which is absolutely fabulous. So, and to eliminate any anger, hate, rage, bitterness, which blocks my evolved consciousness, even if I don't feel it or know it. Take a breath. Get rid of that negative energy that's blocking you. Throw it in that processor.
And to eliminate my fears and anxieties that interfere with my evolved consciousness, even if I don't feel it. And we say that because people say, well, I'm not afraid. I'm not angry.
And I don't feel it.
Yeah. And but we can see the energy of it is exactly there. So gather up that anger, you know, the fears and anxieties. Yes.
Throw it away. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my life's purpose is to learn at a level of my essence. And I want you to know, everyone, this one is key. Let me say that one again. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my personal life's purpose is to learn at the level of my essence. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Clear away those blocks, those veils and illusions, and throw them away.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that the ecosystem approach can help me heal. Gather up those
everything.
Barriers. Yep. Blow them into the processor.
and to eliminate the false belief that psychics can help me game life and overcome difficulties. By the way, not true. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I need to know what's in my best interest, not the experts.
Yeah.
It's you know what's in your best interest. Experts don't necessarily know what's
exactly
in your best interest.
Take a breath. And to eliminate my difficulty believing that inner resources are the most important. The truth is they are. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my compulsion to trust outside experts and conventional wisdom versus my own inner resources or my own inner wisdom.
Take a breath. And to eliminate my compulsion to ignore my hurt and trauma and old negative programming. Truth is, it's getting in the way. Get rid of it. Blow it out.
And to eliminate seeing myself as a machine that needs to be programmed instead of a human ecosystem.
Take a breath. Ready to activate some life force?
Yes.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy. Pull it in right here so I can develop my inner resources by using the ecosystem approach. Nice and easy. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that I can clear my negative emotions versus program them away.
Ooh, good one.
Force them away. Take a breath.
Go ahead.
And to activate life force so I can have determination to use my energy abilities in my daily life.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the blocks so I can give myself permission to give the ecosystem approach a chance by doing it every single day. I don't know, when I wake up in the morning, take a breath. And one last one, ready? And to activate life force in through the top of your head so I can have happiness, hope, laughter, fun, creativity, objectivity, power, love, love of myself, love of others, and understanding and compassion, not only for myself, but for the world around me and the entire world. Nice and easy. Pull it in. Let it go all the way down your body. And stop it at the tips of your toes and blow out any negative energy that's stopping you from that request right there. Jason, how can I get more information and real support from the ecosystem approach?
So if you had fun with us today, if something in there clicked about your life,
okay,
that, oh my gosh, maybe I have a problem with relationships, maybe I have a problem with money,
mm-hmm,
maybe it's just, I just don't feel like I have the happiness and joy that I should.
Right.
Chances are it's negative energy. And the way to get rid of that is applying the ecosystem approach.
Right, right.
So how do you do that? First of all, go to our website, go right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. When you do that, you get the weekly newsletter, which is kind of the backstory to our show.
Exactly.
And also it tells you, it gives you a group of clearings with all the words there.
Right.
So people say, oh, I forgot how to say this. How do you do
this? Yeah, I don't,
you
know, do this. Exactly. Yeah,
it's all written out for you, all right there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our clients who've been with us for years take that and put it on their phone,
right,
and do those clearings. Because here's the thing about clearings that people don't understand.
Okay.
It's cumulative.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And it's great.
You know, we use clearings as opposed to affirmations.
Yes.
Because affirmations pile up on top of the negative energy that's already there.
And to be honest, I used affirmations until I started working with Jason and we started using the ecosystem approach. And I have to tell you, 1,000 times better than just affirmations. I'm not saying affirmations are bad, but when there's negative energy below them,
a whole different concept, because
it really is.
Affirmations don't understand this, the truth,
right,
that what what needs to be restored is your ecosystem.
Right.
And when you clear away the negatives, just like any other ecosystem, you take away the toxics in the ecosystem.
Very good.
Then the ecosystem will restore itself. You don't need to put affirmations or put things into an ecosystem.
Right.
You just need to let it
be itself.
Yes.
And by the way, we were all given that ability. You know, I'm going to do a plug for what we do. We do different shows every week. And every week there's a different topic. And sometimes we do a series of certain shows or whatever. But I want you to know, we look around and see what people need and want and why.
How can we be practical for you?
Exactly. And so with that said, I'm handing the Facebook thing to you.
Yeah, please go look us up on Facebook, theecosystemapproach.org. And on our Facebook page, we have all the videos that we just started doing videos in Facebook Live.
Right.
So while you're there, like us, you know, leave a comment if you like. An idea for a show.
Exactly.
Is there something that you're interested in that's practical for your life that you
want?
Exactly.
Or if you have a question about the show today or any show, we would love to hear from you. One more time. What's that address, Jason?
TheEcosystemApproach.org on Facebook.
And,
and ironically, it's the same address on the web, TheEcosystemApproach.org. So that's where you go to our website. And there's a lot of content there. If you sign up for a free section, we, especially the articles about discovery, it's a big deal.
Oh yeah. You know, if you want to know more about us and about how we see or not see, but how we have helped people, start with the discovery show. There's two of them. Start with them. You will get a lot of information and a lot of understanding about that. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time on Monday. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.